This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
What about Alex Cox and his role in all of this? Number one, this is rare to have a brain that's working this way. Did all three of their brains misfire in this same sort of way? Do they all have this disease? Or are some not, you know, we're not at the level that she's at?
Right. And this is only speculation on my part, sure, not having met them. It seems like Alex Cox was very suggestible and followed along as if, one of the cult members. Was he as ill as Lori? Did not seem to be, but again, they are biologically related. So is it possible? I think it is possible that he had a similar brain in that way and was prone to this. As far as Chad, you know, just my sense of watching him, he was more the personality of just wanting to be the cult leader and coming up with ways to control and manipulate people. You can look at these things on a continuum. Was he as delusional as Lori, or was he just, you know, grandiose and, you know, driven to take over? It's hard for me to tell. It certainly could be that these two pieces of chaos just found each other and then accelerated the process mutually. There's actually a term for that. It's called filet à deux. It's when two people share delusional thinking. And I don't think we know as much about his way of really processing, and you'd have to talk with him to get a better sense of that.
Like if you went into one of these end of days seminars or conferences that happened, like Chad was hawking his books at, where they met, if you were to just go through there and, like, if you could, like, nobody's leeving the room, everyone's getting a psych eval before you're getting out of here. Yeah. Would you find a lot of this type of thinking?
Yeah, you do. I talk every now and then about my history growing up as a kid in Pentecostal churches.
Yeah.
And I can look back at that stuff now and go, that was delusional. That was nutty. That was crazy. Were all the people, you know, classically delusional? Not really, but they were followers and they were easily brainwashed. And I think when you take people out of those settings, often they return to a more normal baseline. Mm-hmm. But when they're in the group, it's that cult mentality that takes over, which is what makes a lot of religious groups pretty dangerous, I think.
Yeah, I mean, completely. And I'm not ending this interview yet, but I want to plug, you have a memoir that's coming out very soon, which I'm sure talks about those sort of experiences. You can pre-order it on Amazon. What is it called again?
It is called Nightbird, and yes, it's available from any bookseller. Yep. Any bookseller can order Nightbird by Siobhan Scott, and I do talk about my religious history as a kid and how I grew out of it, along with a lot of other bizarre things.
I'm really excited to read it. I've been watching your posts about it, and I'm very interested in it. So
we'll get you one. Yeah. Now people will go, now we know why Siobhan is interested in the things she's
exactly. Yes, but just
gotta take apart the mind.
But it's so it is so fascinating because you've gone through some of these things personally, and to have that sort of knowledge, really, you know, using it in the other direction, it helps people understand and come to realize, okay, I'm not alone in this sort of thing, and other people have experienced that sort of stuff. Anyway, back to this case and back to Chad. I mean, even though Chad here is on death row, were you at all surprised that Lori, and he threw her under the bus in his trial?
He did.
I was wondering, I'm like, how is Lori going to take this? Is this going to change her delusional beliefs about Chad? Clearly it hasn't. Are you surprised by that?
Not at all. I think she could see Chad executed by firing squad and she would sit there and say, that didn't really happen. He's ascended to heaven and I'm going to be up there soon. And we're going to be, you know, we're going to be really important people and having a great time. I don't think anything will shake it. You know, seeing the kids' bodies in her trial, if that didn't shake it, I don't think anything will.
It's It's mind-blowing. Let's watch the other part of this clip here from Dateline. It's Keith Morrison, and he's talking in this one to her son, Colby Ryan, who has his own YouTube channel, has spoken out about all of this on several different occasions. Let's take a look at that.
How did it change the way you view the world?
I guess I always was like a very positive, see the best in people kind of person. Mm-hmm. And then I watched someone that I knew my entire life, you know, do what she did, and it just changed the way I view people. The way that my sister was treated was with hate. That's not even human to do what they did to her after.
Chad was convicted, Andy.
Which is obviously very true, and he's had to come to that realization that, my God, someone I love, someone I trusted, someone who from a very early age, you know, you are instinctually, that's your person. That's the person who's caring for you. That's a hard one to wrap your mind around as you get older, that that person really did not have your best interests at heart all of those years. Or as you say, you know, maybe this, a lot of this developed more in her 40s, but was there the delusion or ill intent early on when maybe Colby was younger 20 some years ago?
Yeah, we don't have any evidence of her behaving in ways that were hurtful to the kids going way back. It does seem like that went along with her mental deterioration and this incredible shift into really being a monstrous person. I have tremendous empathy for Colby. I mean, it is just unfathomable that he has to integrate this story into the story of his life. He's an amazing person.
Yeah, considering all that he's gone through and that he's here, that's a good thing. So many people, I mean, look at Chad's kids. They've spoken out a little bit in some interviews. I don't think they've spoken out since his sentencing. But prior, I believe they did do an interview with Keith. And they were all on board. They thought, you know, Chad's framed, and at that moment in time didn't seem to get it yet. Who knows what's going to happen there, but is there a likelihood that those guys are going to wake up at some point too and go, yeah, maybe Dad really is the monster that they've presented him to be?
It would bode better for their mental health in life if they get to a place where they can accept reality here? Or are they so brainwashed? Are they prone to delusional thinking that they're never going to get it? No way to tell at this point, but I sure hope for their benefit that they can start to accept reality. It would be personal growth for them.
There's a lot of people out there that have insane beliefs, that believe very grandiose ideas about themselves or the world around them or the entities around them. What is the red line here where we say this person needs some help and we got to pull them back? Because obviously you're mixing religion, you know, with then politics to a certain thing of, you know, the government stepping in and saying, you're not okay. Should there be more oversight into something like that? Or should there be more action taken into that when somebody clearly is out of their mind, when they're literally saying, you know, I am God, or I talk directly to God? And there's a lot of religious people who do say that, and they don't go out and murder people. But it is kind of a red flag if you think you're like literally having one-on-one chats. I'm not saying that people can't be spiritual or have faith or all that, but I think it does cross a line when you're literally thinking you are having a back and forth with Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. It is such a hard thing to know. Where is the line? And we seem to, as a society, set the line at when you're hurting other people or you're going to hurt yourself in some way. At that point, mental health authorities can step in and have you hospitalized and evaluated. But even then, it's rough to get to that point. And I think a lot of times kids are injured. Medications are withheld from children. Kids with diabetes are essentially murdered by their parents because they won't give them insulin because they believe in faith healing. And it's definitely a problem in a free society where people are free to believe a lot of strange things and do. I have a relative, distant relative, but she believes she's a medium and she's channeling dead people all the time and tries to make a living from it. I don't know that she's doing very well, but you know, it's like, at what point do you say, well, you're just nutty, but you're harmless, mm-hmm. or you're nutty and you're moving into dangerous territory here. It's a problem.
Because it feels like you're in the gray area when you're there. Like, mm-hmm. you're on the cusp of dangerous territory when you're in a lot of those places.
Yes.
Where
yes.
those voices, those visions, whatever they think they are, they could tell you to go do something. And exactly. if you think it's God that's telling you to do something, exactly. it's not just like your neighbor, it holds a little more weight. And yeah. then that can push people over to do that. And then once they do that, is there ever a moment like for Lori looking back where maybe she did see, holy crap, my kids are dead? Do you think she ever had a moment like that? But the sheer weight of that and how that would make one feel, the guilt, the remorse, the all of that, I can't even imagine what that would feel like, that is just so strong that she just naturally then leans into the crazy thinking where it's easier to just keep going down over here? Or does that even occur to people like this? Do they ever even have that moment?
Yeah. I think for her, these delusions are so fixed, and she is, you know, on the delusional scale of 1 to 10, she's a 20. Mm-hmm. I don't think she ever goes there. I don't think she will ever acknowledge that this is a reality, that she was a part of murdering those kids. I don't think she sees it. I don't think she'll ever see it, which is just, you know, very strange, but how this sort of disorder happens.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists, all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.